Okay, and let's keep an eye on the markets and bring in our next guest, Jay Hatfield, InfraCap founder, CEO, and portfolio manager. Jay, thanks so much for being with us today. Just want to get your perspective. Sitting a year ago, did you think the S&P would reach the level that it is now? And then, earnings were the big winner this year, I guess. What does the growth outlook look like to you next year?
Well, happy holidays, Karina. Thanks for having me on. We actually were quite bullish heading into the year because we did think that the coronavirus would get contained. And we do think it is contained, although still out there, but contained from an economic perspective. And so we saw a lot of undervalued stocks in particularly in income and value areas. So we're not shocked by today, the return this year. Next year, we're more cautious. Obviously, Fed tightening is a huge headwind. But we look at the Dow earnings. It's only trading at 18 and a half times. We think that's reasonable. There's a lot of cheap stocks, financials, materials, other cyclical stocks. And so we're constructive, particularly on the Dow. We think the Dow will be up at least 10%. A lot of the defensive dividend stocks should do well. We are cautious about, money-losing companies, momentum companies, cryptocurrency. We think with the Fed producing liquidity, that could be a problem.
And Jay, I'm glad you mentioned that. I was just reading a report today that there are still about 650 zombie companies in the Russell 2000. That's the small caps, and that's down only 100 from 750 at the beginning of the year. So a lot of companies are exposed to potential interest rate rises, and that's where I want to go with this. I want to get your base case for the Fed, and then how bad could it get? How good could it get? I've heard analysts, some in here and over the last week, saying no Fed rate hikes next year. Economy rolls over in Q1, Q2. I've heard 3 to the upside. Haven't heard a 4 yet, though.
We think that the Fed, thankfully, is now focused on their dual mandate. There was a huge problem over almost the last 20 years where the Fed became like the ECB and just focused on inflation and had this completely unsubstantiated 2% target. There's no empirical evidence that that's optimal. And we kind of know now, over the last 20 years, it's not. But they backed off on that. So we don't think we're going to have 4. We do think we're going to have 3 because the housing sector is overheating. So we think that we're more constructive than that. We don't think we're going to have a recession because the Fed is focused on their dual mandate. And that's why we're constructive about not necessarily overall market because of the, there's a lot of, like the S&P, because there's companies like Tesla that trade 125 times earnings. They could do poorly if the equity risk premium rises, but we do think that the solid dividend stocks will do well.
I want to turn your attention to the energy sector and what your position is on investments there, particularly natural gas, which has been so volatile. And, in the U.S., utility prices keep going up. They usually have this cyclical effect. Summer, they'll be a little bit lower. Winter, they're a little bit higher. And we're not seeing that. The prices are going up. They're not as high as Europe by any stretch of the imagination. But part of the reason is because we're relying so much more on natural gas, which is, so volatile and it does cost more. What's your outlook for the energy sector and what are some good bets in that area?
Well, the key dynamic in the global energy market is what you alluded to, half of it, which is U.S. prices are relatively depressed. Natural gas trades, the ratio is 6 times. So at $4 MCF, that's only $24 per barrel. So it's very, very cheap. But in Europe, it's trading over $200 a barrel, so 10 times what it is in the US. So that makes us constructive, not just on the energy sector, obviously drillers and pipeline companies, but also the industrial sector, fertilizer manufacturers, chemical companies, steel companies, because Europe has completely failed in their energy transition. And it gives the U.S. a huge competitive advantage relative to Europe. So that's why we're bullish on kind of old economy, energy pipeline companies, and companies that are going to benefit from Europe's lack of competition. They're closing down a lot of their manufacturing because of their ultra high natural gas prices.
All right, we will have to leave it there. Jay Hatfield, InfraCap founder, CEO, and portfolio manager. Thank you so much for your time and wishing you a very happy and healthy new year.